Howdy. That's a blast from the past.
That's like Minnie Pearl.
Hey, why not? That's some good stuff.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you so much. We're happy that you're here. Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News before we get deeper into some good stuff. You know, they're not this flashy full-color magazine. No, they do focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. You know what? Readers appreciate it. They love the valuable, timely information about the industry. Make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com, to subscribe.
And, of course, we want to invite you to come visit us here in North Central Nebraska. Maybe it's not going to work out for this year, but maybe next year you need to start planning to create a memory by looking at the night skies out at Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies Designated Area, or a nice family trip down the Niobrara River. Yep. Find out more about our area and some things you could do to stop and say hi. Visit valentine.com. Kim, do you have something already lined up?
Actually, I'm working on that. How about you?
I have something that I can share with you here. It's a short one, though.
Okay.
Grandma and Grandpa's advice.
Oh, very good.
This was from Betty Olson's Grand River Roundup here a while back. At their granddaughter's wedding, the DJ polled the guests to see who had been married the longest, and it turned out to be, of course, the grandparents. The DJ asked them, "What advice would you give to the newly married couple?" Grandma said, "The three most important words in a marriage are, quote, you're probably right." Everyone then looked at Grandpa, and he said, "She's probably right." There's a deeper lesson in there if you just look for it a little
bit. If you just take a minute. Oh, my goodness. An old television star whose long-running show had just been canceled ran into a news reporter on the street. Do you personally answer the hundreds of letters of adoration that have been pouring into the studio every day demanding that your show be renewed? Asked the reporter. Goodness no, replied the actor. I barely have the time it takes to write them.
Here's one from Debbie Shafto that was sent in to the Good Stuff, and it's called Cows and Pickups. I thought I'd share that today. So this wise old South Dakota farm boy went to town to trade for a new pickup truck. He saw advertised in the paper at an unbelievably low price. After showing the salesman which truck he wanted, they sat down to do the paperwork. The salesman handed the farmer the keys and the bill, to which the South Dakota farm boy angrily declared, "This ain't the price I saw." The salesman went on to tell the wise old South Dakota farmer how he was getting extras, such as power brakes, power windows, special tires, etc., and that made the final price higher. The South Dakota farmer wanted only that truck and no other. So he begrudgingly paid the price and he drove it home. A few months later, the salesman called the farmer. "My son is in 4-H and he needs a cow for a project. Do you have any good cows for sale?" "Yep. I have a few good cows priced to sell at $500 each. Come on out, take your pick." The salesman said that he and his son would be right out. After spending a few hours in the field checking out all the farmer's cows, they decided on one, and the salesman proceeded to write a check for $500. "Now wait a minute, that's not the final price of the cow. You're getting extras, and you have to pay for those, you know." "What extras?" asked the salesman. "I think you'll find all you're getting listed right here. Basic cow, $500. Two-tone exterior, $45. Extra stomachs, $75. Product storing equipment, $60. Hay compartment, $120. Four spigots at $10 each, that comes to $40. Leather upholstery, that's another $125. Dual horns, $45. Automatic fly swatter, $38. Fertilizer attachment, $185. So grand total comes to $1,233.32. Never try to outwit a good old South Dakota farm boy.
A little turnabout's fair play there, I do believe. Indeed. We should not judge people by their peak of excellence, but by the distance they have traveled from the point where they started. That is a quote from Henry Ward Beecher. And how about this? Far better is it to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor spires who neither enjoy much nor suffer much because they live in the gray twilight that knows not victory or defeat.
Keep listening to the good stuff on great radio stations like Baker Montana's 960 KFLN AM. Keep listening to the good stuff.